This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I told you earlier this year, back in March, that Megyn Kelly would destroy herself coming here to do her hit piece because I knew she was politically already the walking dead. Now even CNN, the dead reporting on the dead, the discredited reporting on the discredited, the fake reporting on the frauds, is now talking about NBC's Megyn Kelly problem. No, Megyn Kelly's problem was going head up against the populist champion, Donald Trump. And then she thought she'd take on the mad Tea Party prophet himself out of the wilderness. That's what Time Magazine and Newsweek call me. That's what they call me in the annals. The Democratic Party is the Tea Party prophet. I am very proud to be the crazy prophet out in the wilderness telling you this was coming. In fact, that's basically what I've seen my mission has been, is to take bullets, to take the stabbings, to take the political drive-by attacks, and to get the people awake and aware of what's going on. So here she is, earlier this year, back when she was the great, mighty Megyn Kelly, saying she wouldn't come on and co-host with me because I couldn't afford her. Well, lady, the truth is they're about to cancel your contract. You don't hunt. You don't fly. You understand? Here she is. That's actually the drudge chair right there. So if we wanted to give her a microphone, she can actually co-host from the shadows and actually copy Matt Drudge. I don't think Megyn Kelly can help it. I can't afford you. I know. We're of the people. We don't have a lot of money around here. We're just here. No, I'm serious. We're just here in Texas. And, you know, we are just small-time little guys here. We're not the big, mighty NBC. Seriously, though, we should hand her a microphone. Somebody hand her a microphone on the remote just in case she wants it. Okay, I'm going to stop. And now here's the CNN piece.
You know, it wasn't long ago when Megyn Kelly seemed to have the media world on a string. In 12 years at Fox News...
And you used her as a darling to launch your assault. You betrayed her.
As her contract with Fox News neared its end, Kelly was one of the most...
She got sucked in by being the darling.
After more than a dozen years...
Just like the NFL got sucked in.
...to pursue a new challenge.
Hit pause.
Ultimately...
I mean, the story here is that she got lured by being on Colbert and being on Good Morning America and being a superstar. The big failed globalist media tricked her from being a teleprompter reading fake conservative into being what she really was, and then it destroyed her. She told America, I hate you. I hate Trump. I hate the Second Amendment. I'm an elitist. I want to be accepted by the Manhattan establishment. And America said, good, we're not going to watch you. And without us, you are nothing. So let's start it back over, because this is just too rich. Here it is.
You know, it wasn't...
Oh, sorry. They've now moved from good-looking teleprompter readers to ironic ones, thinking their nerd audience will think this is less threatening and cool. And maybe he looks so quirky and mentally ill, like that Vice reporter we saw this week who could hardly talk, that it must be true because an idiot like this couldn't lie to me. You see the phases, like shark teeth, of the new fraud they come up with. And you can't beat the Slimer from Texas. Sorry. Let's go back to this twit. Here he is.
You know, it wasn't long ago when Megyn Kelly seemed to have the media world on a string. In 12 years at Fox News, she went from afternoon anchor to primetime host to media darling.
Oh, my gosh.
As her contract with Fox News neared its end, Kelly was one of the most sought-after television personalities in the news.
But she was dumb enough to listen to you.
After more than a dozen years at Fox News, I have decided to pursue a new challenge.
Oh, you're so cool.
Ultimately, it was NBC that won the Megyn Kelly sweep.
She bet on the winners.
Reported
oh,
salary
yeah.
$17 million a year.
Oh, she's on the big shows now.
Prime piece of television real estate. Her very own hour on the Today Show.
Her very own hour in Hollywood's butt.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's a role that Kelly says she was born to do, but thus far, it's been a pretty bumpy start to their marriage. Critics have panned Kelly's turn as a cheery morning talk show host, and ratings have really been tepid at best. And of course, there have been awkward moments like this.
Is it true that you became a lawyer and you became gay because of Will?
So what happened? How did a rising...
What happened? We rejected you. We're sick of you. So go off in your leftist corners and die. You hate us having kids? You just go die. How's that sound?
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I hardly ever even talk about Megyn Kelly's crashing and burning and flipping like a car running off a cliff in a Hollywood movie and exploding in flames down the bottom of a ravine, because she was already politically destroyed when she went after Trump. Then her ratings were cut in half on Fox, so she jumped ship, as a good mercenary would do, over to NBC, and then she tried to destroy me and others, and her ratings went down by over 70%. And now even CNN has to report about NBC's Megyn Kelly's problem. And the story here, the moral is, going with the establishment when it's crashing and burning, something that only happens every couple hundred years in a major cycle, is not a good idea, even if you're a cold-blooded reptile-type person like Megyn Kelly. And so it shows how all these empty people think that the bigger the stage, the more produced it is, the more authentic and real it is. But even the little vapid folks that go watch NBC morning shows realize that Megyn Kelly was always a has-been. In truth, it was Roger Ailes puppeteering her that made her so popular. And Megyn Kelly, if she offered to work here, I would refuse to give her a job unless we basically had her working here maybe as a court gesture. She could wear a little propeller hat on her head, and she could, maybe take out the garbage. That's a more respectful, honorable position, being a custodian, than being a mercenary. Maybe we'd allow her to do her pittance here, or maybe pay some carbon indulgences to the Vatican or something. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? The whole point is, good old Megyn Kelly has crashed and burned, and the poor little sociopath narcissist didn't even know that when she was here in our studios. So, Megyn Kelly, for myself and the rest of the American people, you're fired. And to the NFL and all the little trendy types that think they can look down their noses at us, we are done with you. We want you out of our lives. Go away. Stop trying to sexualize our children. Stop trying to brain damage our culture and society, because you're so twisted and so ugly and so fallen that misery loves company. And speaking of misery loving company, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the globalists and all the little games that they play and the different things that they engage in, we now have the entire Russia investigation unraveling in a big way. And more news coming out how indeed it was true what Trump tweeted months ago and that we reported on, that Comey, then FBI director, had ended the investigation of Hillary a full 2 months before he ever interviewed her, and there are even documents now released by the FBI showing he engaged in massive fraud and criminal activity. That is at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. So the Clinton nest that is Comey and Mueller and all the rest of them is just a pathetic group. Meanwhile, the New York Times reported back in 2015 that there was a uranium deal that Hillary did selling out the United States. Of course, we reported on it as well. And last year, we reported on the fact that Obama had killed the investigation into the uranium deal. But The Hill claims that they broke the news today and Sean Hannity's running with it. Hey, that's fine. That's kind of a trick folks do. Old news becomes new. It's just that The Hill is always reporting on how I'm fake news when we get more scoops than they ever dreamed of in their life. But again, here is the New York Times. Cash flowed to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal, 2015, April 23rd. And of course, Jay Johnson said last year and also in this year, there it is in Politico, that they were ordered not to investigate the DNC server hacks or any of that other information. And now, again, as I mentioned, we know that Comey lied about all that and it really stopped the investigation and had a staged fake interviews and fake interrogations of Hillary and other cohorts, and that Lynch did meet on the airplane, that there are 30 pages of documents with her criminal meeting with Bill Clinton while he was under investigation, where obviously he was promising that once Hillary stole the election, that indeed Loretta Lynch would continue to have that job. But as you know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Now, let me get to this really important news dealing with Korea. A lot of people say, hey, we're tired of hearing about Korea. We're not going to have a big war there. Well, the truth is, we're having a war. We've had a war. It's been going on since 1949. Millions of people died in it, hundreds of thousands of Americans, and there's a ceasefire. And the Clintons and the globalists gave nuclear fissile material and delivery systems to Kim Jong-un, and he's been threatening more and more people to the point that China is even having to move troops, is threatening to move more troops to their border with North Korea, which is a big, big deal. So, yes, I know America has problems, and we've launched some wars we shouldn't have, and I was against those wars back when they were happening, back when they were so popular, because I knew it was to take out non-radical Muslims and put in radical Muslims. Nuclear war may break out any moment, says North Korea UN envoy. This is RT. Kim In-rong said North Korea is the only country in the world subjected to such an extreme and direct nuclear threat by the U.S. AP reports. Continuing. China plot to deploy army against North Korea could start World War III. It looks like the world is steamrolling its way to a third world war. A Matt Slavo article up on Infowars.com. And it continues. The photos of recent highway construction in China could be part of a contingency plan to invade North Korea or amass a huge army on their shared border. Well, China's admitted that. Experts fear the newly uncovered plot could stoke the fires of World War III, inevitably involving the United States. Yeah, the day before the Chinese dictator, known as the president, met with Trump earlier this year in Mar-a-Lago, he actually put out state-run media that U.S. don't strike the North. If we have to, we will hit them first. According to, they've had a lot of wars with Korea. According to the Express UK, communist China has traditionally been North Korea's closest ally, but Kim Jong-un's continued nuclear and ballistic missile tests have tested Beijing's patience on the rising tensions worldwide. These new revelations also come as North Korea has spotted transporting 30 Scud missiles from the south to the capital to Naipu on the North Bay coast opposite China. New photos have emerged that reveal the communist superpower is building a six-lane highway in its desolately populated northeast en route to North Korea, with most Chinese peasants not able to afford a luxury of a car. The construction of the G1112 Jiangsu Expressway has led experts to believe it can be used to quick deployment of tanks and troops. Yeah, that's why the signs on our highways are green. It's an Eisenhower plan copying the German Autobahn that the Germans thought was for their cars. It was really for troops to move on. And so any country that wants to control its nation or fight outside invaders builds large roads, especially up to its borders. Of course, those can be two-way roads as well. But that's absolutely true. New photos have emerged that reveal the communist superpower is building a six-lane highway. It's led to experts to believe it will be used for quick deployment of tanks and troops on the North Korean border. The photos obtained by Daily Star show Chinese construction workers digging tunnels through the mountains and massive cranes constructing bridges over rivers. Remember Lloyd Bankfein? That's American money. The 20-plus trillion that's come up missing out of the Pentagon and out of Congress. Most of it's gone to build up China. That was the big joke. Take all of America's money and build up the communist regime for them and then have them deindustrialize us and leverage out all our jobs because no one could compete. But then along came the Liberty Movement to educate folks, and along came Trump. So now we've got a fighting chance. How's that feel, globalist scum that have hijacked D.C.? Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to meet the racist tranny that says all white people basically are inherently genetically evil. This is the same thing the Nazis said about folks that weren't, quote, Aryan. And this is brought to you by the state-run media, the BBC, and this is what they air basically 24/7. This is the culture control of the globalists as they destroy the nation state, turning the people against themselves, using men like this individual or this woman, this racist. We don't know what she is or he is. This racist says that white people are inherently the devil. Here it is.
If white people want to see an improvement for people of color, they need to understand that racism is not learned, it's inherited, and either consciously or unconsciously passed down through privilege. The uncomfortable truth is that the white race is the most violent and oppressive force of nature on earth. My worry is that whatever governments do to tinker with institutional racism, it is so ingrained in the fabric of British society that it is too late to do anything about it.
Okay, so let's explain what the social engineers are doing here. They take the UK that first banned slavery and then fought a bunch of wars to stop it. And they take the strength of a country and turn it against them, a Christian nation. They don't talk about slavery going on in Africa or the Middle East right now. No, no, there's none of that. And it puts people like this gentleman, a racist guy wearing a wig, it puts this person up on a pedestal where they then tell you that there's never anything you can do. There's nothing you can do. You're inherently bad. I'm inherently good because I'm wearing a wig and dressed like a woman. Okay, fine. I don't care if you do that, but you're not going to try to sit there and force feed young children as they do in the UK and they do in the US with tranny time where men dressed up like demons, in clown makeup, literal clown makeup. Some of these trannies look like Pennywise, come in and terrorize the children. It is truly disgusting. And now California is the first to allow gender-neutral birth certificates so we can abuse children more and tell them they're not a boy or a girl. Because now being a boy or girl, that hurts someone else's feelings that might not be a boy or girl. So call yourselves purple penguins in school, not boys and girls, because somebody else might be offended. And this individual, what is his name? His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Monroe Bergdork. I'm not kidding. On screen, the tranny demon speaking to the kindergarten children as well. I mean, that is even more horrifying. But see, if you can, and by the way, it's not just this one case. In Japan, in Germany, in the UK, in the US, we have footage at children's times all over the country at public schools where huge obese men who look scarier than John Wayne Gacy in demon outfits with horns come and say, I'm a tranny, so it's okay if a man with tattoos all over him creepily talks to your children. I'm sorry, I said kindergarten. These children look like they're 4 years old. I'm sorry, pre-K, ladies and gentlemen. This is the brainwashing. This is the control. This is what we're talking about to wage war biologically on humans. The globalists, under their admitted UNESCO transhumanist program, must first outlaw the two sexes, male and female. And they've literally already begun it. And if you refuse to call somebody by Z or Z or whatever in California, the crazy governor, Jerry Brown, the same one that legalized giving people HIV that'll kill you, the same governor says he will arrest you. So if you don't like your 3-year-old, your 4-year-old, your 5-year-old to have the person in a literal It the Clown, Pennywise, demon outfit come and talk to your children. Imagine if this person came and tried to talk to your children at the park. You wouldn't walk. You'd run. But as long as they say it's for the children, it's okay. And in many of these tranny times that they're having at schools, they are teaching the children that they might not be a boy or a girl, or they might be a boy if they're a girl, or they might be a girl if they're a boy. This is something adults wouldn't do. And even Camille Paglia, a well-known professor and a lesbian, has said this is the end of our civilization and is serious, hardcore child abuse of our children. But I don't care about the mentally ill people that want to dress like demons and get near your children. They've obviously got a problem. I mean, this type of stuff always is obsessed with children. We know it. The issue is the controllers that if they can get us through, quote, tolerance to put up with this, we'll put up with anything. But in elementary school entrance forms all over the U.S. and Europe now, they're saying don't say boy or girl on the entrance form. So they're not tolerant of boy and girl. They're not tolerant of heterosexuals. They're not tolerant. It is a conquering. It is a takeover. It is an enslavement. It is a total and complete, absolute mass domination of society with elites telling us that we have to submit to them getting between us and our children with vaccines, with GMOs, with these programs, with Heather has two mommies, daddy's friend Steve. They love each other. They kiss. They sleep in the bed together. This is what they're teaching kindergartners. And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times. Like, it's wonderful. And it's the biggest, scary-looking group of weirdo, pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastert's running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? But again, it's incrementally to make us submit, to break our will, to make us give in to them, to make us go along with what they want. Because all this is a societal wrecking ball to destroy any semblance of normality, any semblance of basic human biology that you see in the bees, and you see in the birds, and you see in the pinnipeds, and you see in all the other major species of otters and of mice. And of cows, and of horses, and of everything else, ladies and gentlemen. They don't see them out telling pachyderms that it's sexist that there's a male bull and a female cow. Elephants. But again, imagine if somebody in a demon outfit showed up next to a baby giraffe and said, "Hi, I'm a demon. Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns and come up and look like a complete alien from another planet, let a space alien." And by the way, this is a program. They dress up like space aliens all over the United States and all over the world. I told you. In horrible demon psychopath outfits that make Pennywise look beautiful. And they show up and they have their way with your children in demon outfits. I mean, if you've got men that look like 400-pound goblin demons with your children, there's nothing you all put up with. There isn't a species on the planet that would let something that looks like a space alien get up close to its kids. But only in America does it happen, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can handle it more.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, tissue and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Battling the technocrats at point-blank range and devastating globalists with hardcore results, you found it! The Human Resistance! Ah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I know what the globalists are doing. I've read their white papers. I've researched their psychological warfare operations. I'm going to break down the secrets of that here in just a moment, then go to our guest with big breaking exclusive news that you won't want to miss, believe me. But first off, if you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. From Germany to Japan to the U.S. to Canada to England to Australia, there are government-funded programs approved by UNESCO through the Departments of Education to send in men dressed as demons. And they say, oh, it's a tranny. And then they're going to teach your kids how nice it is to be a tranny starting at age 3. In fact, we can back that photo out to show you. Now, It started a few years ago with pot-bellied men dressed as women coming and doing it. You'd never let somebody do this to your child at a park, but it's done by the school, so it's okay. Now it's people dressed like Pennywise are even scarier, knowing that if parents will put up with that, it moves the Overton window psychologically where you'll accept sexualization, you'll accept vaccines, you'll accept forced drugging. And so all over, the obscenity of scary men dressed as clowns, because once you accept, oh, we're just being accepting, then it's clowns. Then it's, oh, the Tavistock Institute is assigning thousands of children a year in England at age 3 for gender reassignment. Tavistock Institute is MI6 Psychological Warfare Private Bureau. And they're the ones that came up in the 60s with the plans to break up the family. It is all, ladies and gentlemen, declassified. So this is an admitted program. This is an admitted plan. And again, if they can get mammals, not just humans, but any mammal, to accept something dressed like a demon. I mean, if you dress like a demon in a field and try to walk over by cow's calf, it would attack you. If you look like a person, it wouldn't. If you were dressed like a classical demon, and you went up and did something like this to a baby giraffe or a baby elephant, you'd get attacked. But they're training everyone to accept this and saying, be tolerant. No, we can't be tolerant, because now they're saying the term mother and father isn't tolerant. Now they're saying they want to get rid of the term mother and father as well. So the globalists aren't tolerant. I see the big feminist publications all the time saying fundamentally white people are bad. Fundamentally the family's bad. Fundamentally marriage is a bad thing that's got to be gotten rid of. This is a conquering by a group of brainwashed, powerless, normally mentally ill people, in my view, who believe they're part of this beautiful vanguard revolution, having the taxpayers pay to have their genitals cut off and teaching children how to do it. So, again, if they can get away with sending demon clowns to your school in the name of openness and then in the name of being libertarians, which I am, then the sky's the limit. This is child abuse, as Camille Paglia has said. It's like last week, Governor Jerry Brown signed an order where it's not even really a crime. It's like a misdemeanor to knowingly give somebody HIV and kill them. And they thought I was crazy when I said it was bad. Even the Washington Post said it's now basically legal, they said it's now a misdemeanor to kill somebody in California. You see, because the mental illness gets wilder and wilder and wilder, and there's nobody holding these people back from what they want to do. So the final frontier is your children. They're not going to have kids. They can't procreate. They cut their genitals off. Just that's why they like Islam so much. They cut the women's genitals off. It's all about forcing you to cut your genitals off. I've been studying these people, man. This is a pervert cult run by big, crazy scientists that control the whole thing. Now, as wild as that sounds, truth stranger than fiction. Let's go ahead now and shift gears into the next subject, ladies and gentlemen. It was early 2016 that Roger Stone first came on this broadcast. He had just recently been the head of the successful Trump campaign. And he laid out the fact that they were bringing up this Russian narrative to cover for Podesta and his brother and Hillary, who had gotten $30+ million from the Russians just on a uranium deal. Now, Sean Hannity, great guy, has said he's breaking big exclusive news tonight from The Hill. The Hill scooped themselves, even though they're going on, and reported what we already knew. The point is, though, they've been unsuccessful covering this up, so now The Hill's having to admit it. FBI undercover Russian bribery plot. Again, FBI uncovered Russian bribery plot before Obama administration approved controversial nuclear deal with Moscow, and that Obama killed the investigation into Hillary and the Podestas and the Russia connection. Then the media spun that a few months ago that, oh, he killed it into Trump and he's the reason Hillary lost. No, he killed it because it led right to her doorstep. And so that's the bombshell that's now been confirmed. They also broke yesterday something that's old news from 2 months ago that we broke, that Comey had already exonerated Hillary months before he concluded the investigation, meaning it was a fake investigation at the end. That's why she chose to speak to him and his investigators. That was now confirmed. So it's all coming out. But if you even go back to the New York Times, cash flowed to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. April 23rd, 2015. This is old news. The cover-up is old news. But the media is unable to cover this up now. And I guess now Hannity's been given the green light to go with it, showing their cover-up isn't working. Remember Jay Johnson saying, hey, the Democrats wouldn't let us in to their documents. He said they wouldn't let us into their servers. They were blocking it. They said, get a warrant. So everything they accused Trump of is what they did. Now, the man who first broke it all here in great detail is Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, now InfoWars.com correspondent. Roger?
Alex, Washington, D.C. is reeling not only because of the revelations by John Solomon and his colleagues at The Hill. Solomon is a solid reporter. He is the guy who originally broke the story with Sarah Carter about the super secret FISA court confirming that the Obama NSA spied on roughly 30,000 Americans for political espionage purposes in violation of the law and the Constitution. Some of what is about to break is known. I have a report on what will happen tonight. But first of all, let's look at the incredible reporting by Solomon, who now proves that the Obama administration, the U.S. attorney, Rod Rosenstein, and the associate director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, were in charge of an investigation that detailed massive bribes within the Russian nuclear industry to officials in the United States, laying the groundwork for the approval of the transfer of control of a substantial portion of America's enriched uranium output to a Russian front company controlled by Vladimir
Putin. So the breaking news is we knew the payoffs were going on. Now we're just learning the details and it's being confirmed. This is sensational.
Well, but here's what we will learn tonight. My sources tell me that we are going to learn that there was a great deal more than was reported this morning by The Hill, in that Hillary's so-called reset with the Russians involved the sale of military technology and enormous payments to John Podesta in connection with that so-called reset. So Hillary has been caught with her fingers in the cookie jar yet again. Now, you'll remember, Alex, that from the beginning, Hillary claimed she had nothing to do with the committee that approved the transfer of this uranium sale to the Russians. We now know that's a lie, and we know that John Podesta was among those lining his pockets in the sale of additional military technology. That is the bombshell that Sean Hannity will reveal in greater detail tonight.
We'll be right back with Roger Stone on the other side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
The things in. We're battling the media, the globalists, the communist Chinese, the Silicon Valley, all their slave factories in China, Lloyd Blankfein and Goldman Sachs. We're taking the Republic back, ladies and gentlemen. And Trump's forcing a lot of globalists to do his will, but they're fighting to destroy him while they're at it. Roger Stone's our guest. And again, I'm not trying to steal thunder from Sean Hannity. Just the facts are, The Hill and these reporters that he's mentioning, The Hill itself, I don't like. They write a lot of disinfo about me, but they do have some good reporters there. It's kind of a mixed bag. Are exposing bombshell info about the details of the uranium deal that was reported on by the New York Times back in 2015 that is super shady, like the Reservoir Foundation and the witnesses and the documents, as I told you back at the time, of weapons transfers. Well, that's all here. So now we know that Roger Stone was dead on. And we're only putting that out here because he's been to Congress. They said he's a Russian agent with no evidence. They said I am. So we need to point out that those of us that have been in the crosshairs of this are the ones that day one, before they ever implicated Roger, he was saying, look, Podesta's going to have his day. The exact quote was his day in the chute, his day in the dock. We'll go back to him. And then they use that clip from my show and others to say, see, They knew he was getting Russian info. What, Russians told us that Podesta was paid off? No, it was because we were on the Russia beat that we got put in as the Russian agents. That's why it's important we get the credit now of being right last year so that people understand why we were targeted for our own protection. I mean, is that not clear, Roger? We need to make that clear to people.
No, I think this goes well beyond anything we knew previously. The FBI...
No, I'm saying it confirms everything we said why we were targeted.
Without any question whatsoever. First of all, let me point out that John Podesta's Russian business dealings were first revealed in the Panama Papers in January of last year.
And a car just blew up. She just got killed.
Interestingly, so the reporter who first exposed Podesta was brutally murdered only yesterday by a car bomb. So, Alex, be very careful when you start your car. These people play for keeps. But what we now know is that the FBI and the Justice Department had a full-on investigation proving multi-million dollar bribery by the Russians to U.S. officials both in and out of government. And this information was kept from the committee that made this decision, was kept from the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, was essentially covered up. Now, here's the irony, Alex. The investigation started under FBI Director Robert Mueller. It finished under FBI Director James Comey. It was conducted by FBI Associate Director Andrew McCabe and directed by U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein. In other words, the exact four individuals now pushing the Trump is colluded with the Russians narrative are the four guys who covered up this connection between the Russians and Hillary and the Russians and massive bribes within the Obama administration.
And by the way,
ironic.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I'm bringing this up. I'd even forgotten the point that the Pentagon Papers lady that exposed the Podesta connection, proving what you were already saying, she got blown up and killed yesterday as all this comes to a head. They tried to T-bone and kill you. You also got poisoned with polonium. And obviously, the feds asked you not to talk about it anymore. I mean, this really is out of control.
There's no question whatsoever. Look, I think tonight's show with Sean Hannity is going to help blow this open even wider when it is learned why Hillary Clinton and Podesta were paid so much by the Russians. Because it involves the transfer, we will learn, of military technology. These people would steal a hot stove, or in some cases they would sell a hot stove. This goes back to something, as you know, Bill Clinton did during his presidency, selling military missile targeting technology to the Chinese for campaign contributions, giving the Russians $1 billion that they used to build hardened shelters for a future nuclear attack. So the Clintons have a long history of selling out their country for big bucks. And they've been caught red-handed doing it yet again.
And Roger, this is so sensational. The only reason I brought up the fact that we had first all covered this and that more and more has now come out, and that, yes, Hannity is breaking new information. Again, you know I support Hannity. I'm not in competition with him. I just need to point out we were right. We got demonized. They have congressional hearings where they say you're a Russian agent with no proof, and they say I'm a Russian agent with no proof, and I'm directed by the Kremlin, all because Podesta was desperate to cover this up in the campaign. That's why we've got to point out why we were targeted.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, you have to take your hat off to the brilliance of it. Podesta knows that he and his brother are deeply compromised. There's the uranium deal. There's the bank deal. There's the Gazprom deal. Bill and Hillary have been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in speaking fees, which are really thinly described bribes. What better way to distract the American people from all of that than to say, oh, look over there. Donald Trump, he's in bed with Putin. He's in bed with the Russians.
And have the lapdog media parrot over and over again that they've got total proof and they've got NSA intercepts. And it turns out they did spy illegally, but there's nothing there.
They turned up absolutely nothing, not a scintilla of evidence, not a shred of evidence that would hold up in a court of law. It is brilliant in a way, this strategy of distraction. I think you pointed it out day before yesterday. the Clintons and the Democrats have systematically accused Trump of everything that they themselves have been involved in, whether it is sexual assault and the phony charges that they're trying to recycle now against our president, or whether it is scheming and taking payoffs from the Russians. They're guilty, but they project it onto Donald Trump.
Well, it's like the Epstein deal. He's on the plane 20-plus times with little girls being flown to this island, Bill Clinton is. So they have a Jane Doe file a fake lawsuit claiming Trump did it 20 years ago. It turns out it's totally fake just to cover their bases. Whatever they've done, they accuse Trump of. It's incredible. So let me ask you this question. We're going to go to break in 5 more minutes, but be ruminating on this, Roger Stone. What do they do next? It looks like the president's finally getting the Justice Department to do some of its job. We're learning, confirming again, Comey did lie, did tell Hillary there was no investigation, did sign a document saying the investigation was over when he still kept the investigation going for 2 months in public. That's all coming up. What's the next shoe to drop coming up straight ahead? And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have Paul Joseph Watson coming up. Before we go any further, we need financial support. You know, he's not joking around about the danger we're in. And I don't enjoy that fact. I just trust in God and know it's my mission because I'm not backing down to these pedophile networks and devil worshipers and globalists. And you see it all just coming out. But if you'll just commit and buy the products that are high quality, get the T-shirts, get the water filtration, get all the things you already need. They're the highest rated, the lowest prices, whatever's the best, we get it. Whatever's the best supplement, we private label it and discount it 10 to 50%. Anthroplex for stamina, energy, you name it. We've never discounted, but this is my new policy to go absolutely the lowest price out there. 50% off Anthroplex. Caveman, we've had it on sale 50% off for almost a month. It will end today because we're selling out and won't get more in for weeks. So I've got to end the Caveman special today. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Ending this week, Brain Force Plus, 50% off that Roger loves. Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, high-quality vitamin B12, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, the amazing good halogen. Find out about its benefits. It's powerful, especially if you're deficient in true iodine. 40% off. Biotris Selenium, another electrochemical enhancer that you must have to live. It's 40% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. That special is about to end on Caveman with all those different superfoods, including the bone broth, the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, and more. That is all about to end today. Brain Force is ending, I say this week, the next few days I've got to end it. Secret 12, X2, Biotris Selenium, but the new specials are Anthroplex and Super Male, 50% off on the Anthroplex, 30% off on Super Male. But here's the problem. Those are about to sell out because there's not much of those either. I have this intention to just blow everything out, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to push mainly in the holidays T-shirts and books and videos and things that we've got a giant array of, but a lot of which haven't been promoting so much. They're just sitting there. So that is all coming up. Roger Stone, vindicated in triplicate, straight ahead. I've been vindicated, and I'm not saying that like I'm bragging. We're in a total war. Praise God, and thank you for all your prayers.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.